You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I know you said afterwards, shoot, Monday night at this point, you needed to look at the film and see, you know, where some of the breakdowns were, especially against the run. After you've done that, what did you find?
Yeah, just some breakdowns that we had against the run. Sometimes we had poor tackling. Sometimes we got our gaps. Like I said, after the game, we knew what type of explosive team were that they could take the top off passing game at any given time. So we understood that. We definitely accounted for the run. We game prepped for the run, and we felt like we could have had a better chance of being smart, not giving up explosives, and making them really establish the run game on us, and they did that.
It's been different things. Obviously the game plan was to allow them to run. But we've seen the passing, defense have some struggles. Is it just still trying to feel it out? Tre'Davious mentioned something like you guys are still trying to find your identity.
Yeah. I think no matter what, early in the season, right now, I know it's week seven, but you're always trying to find your identity as a defense, and you want to continue to get better. Obviously that wasn't the case the last couple of weeks. We felt like we left some plays out there, but, finding your identity on defense is huge. And we're still trying to do that. And, with guys that are in and out of the lineup and all that, not creating excuses, but, we got to find that rhythm to be able to get off the field on third down, tighten up in the red zone, just stuff that we've been doing here in the past for so long.
In previous years, have you found your identity earlier in the season? Or how long does it usually take for a defense to find that?
I think every season is different. 17, we went on that 3-game skid to where we couldn't stop a soul. And we found the light. We saw the light, and we found it after that. And I think that's when we found our identity. 18, and we won't talk about 18. 19, we feel like we are playing good late in the season. We found our identity, but every team is different. I feel like we're still trying to find that in on this defense. And, trust me, we're working every single day to try to do that.
Appreciate it, Micah. Thank you.
Yeah, of course.
Hey, Micah. Good to see you again. It's funny. Every Thursday, we sit here and we ask you, like, okay, how do you guys stop Josh Jacobs? How do you figure out Derrick Henry? What do you do against Patrick Mahomes? And obviously, to the outside, those are the big-name guys. Those are the biggest threats. But it seems like maybe some of the secondary players have had a lot of success because the focus has been on those other guys. How do you kind of limit that success when obviously those other players are really, really dangerous and should require a lot of attention?
Well, I mean, like I said, that's the challenge of an NFL player. Week in and week out, you got some guys on their team that can that are elite players. And so you got to find a way to be able to stop those guys and not allow the rest of the team to expose you. This the NFL. I mean, it is what it is. Each and every week you have that challenge. So trying to limit those guys. When you go into a game, you game plan, you say, hey, we're playing Derrick Henry. We're not going to allow him to go for 250 against us. We're stopping him. He's not going to beat us. And then next thing they're getting some plays over top. They got some, talented guys also on the outside. So you try to limit those guys. And like you said, just don't let Derrick Henry beat you. So that's the problem that you have each and every week. And this week is another new challenge.
It's funny you brought up 2017 to John's question, because Leslie kind of talked about that when we spoke to him earlier in the week, and he said we can't just like panic immediately, we can't change everything, because every time we've been faced with these kind of adversities, we've gotten through them. So I guess from your standpoint, how close does it feel like things.
I'm sorry, I'm gonna pause you. I can't hear anything you're saying. Jerry, no. You're screaming. Can you re-ask that question?
No, of course. I heard Jerry yelling too. But yeah, we talked to Leslie earlier in the week, and he said, you guys can't just throw everything out the window and start over, because every time you've had this adversity the last couple of years, you've gotten through it, kind of in 2017, like you mentioned. From your standpoint, how close is it to just clicking and, you know, getting back to that level that you guys are accustomed to?
Oh, it's very close, very close. You know, I think the personnel that we have, the guys that we have on this defense, it's not the players. You know, we just had to go out there and really dial in and focus. You know, we don't need to ship guys out, bring new guys in. It's nothing like that. You know, I think that as long as you remain calm, everybody takes a step back and really looks at themselves in the mirror and realize, you know, what more can they do? You know, stop making the same mistakes and learn from each and every game. We'll be fine, but we got to continue to practice it. You know, we have our walkthroughs for a reason. You know, guys are meeting separately for a reason, just to try to get this thing figured out so that, you know, once Sunday comes, or Monday, or Tuesday night, once Tuesday night comes, we'll be ready to go.
Thank you, Micah. I appreciate it.
Yep.
Hey, Micah. Heather Prusak here. Good to see you. I think I know probably what you're going to say, but I'm going to ask it anyway. So it's a two-part question. I know obviously you want to get a win every week. That's obvious. But is there any extra added pressure to A, end a losing skid, and B, when you're going against a winless team, not to be their first win?
This kind of goes along with the challenge of being an NFL player, you know, playing against good guys each and every week. But at the same time, records don't mean anything in this league, to be honest. You know, I think, you know, when you're playing the 15th, 16th game of the season, and, you know, a team may have two wins and they're not going to the playoffs, you know, guys are kind of checking out. That's a little different. But in this circumstance, you know, they're 0-6, still a long season. They have good players. They have great players. Our main focus is on trying to get this win against them. We're not overlooking these guys. We understand what type of team they are. You know, Adam Gase has had some success against us in the past. And so we're going to go out there and prepare to the best of our ability and try to get a win.
Thanks, Micah.
Of course.
Hi, Micah. Matt Fairburn here. A couple days in a row, you've had Matt Milano out there. What would his return mean to this defense this week if he's able to suit up?
You know, big addition for us. You know, he's made a lot of plays, and he continues to make a lot of plays for us. You know, just smart guy. He's out there running around. He like flies around with his hair on fire, sideline to sideline. Can make plays on the ball. Get in the backfield, tackle for loss, sacks. He does it all for us. So to have a guy like Matt Milano out there is cool. It's perfect. It's ideal. We have a lot of experience with him. So, you know, we kind of see the same thing. So, but at the same time, you know, we all got to be prepared for next man in, if that's the case. And, you know, it's kind of on if he feels good enough to be out there.
What do you know, the core of you guys that have been together since 2017, he's a part of that. And this is a contract year for him. What level of frustration is there as a teammate to see a guy go through some of the injury struggles he has in such an important year for him personally?
I wouldn't say frustration at all for him. I feel like, you know, Matt Milano is Matt Milano. He, you know, he showed plays in the field that you can't ignore. Obviously injuries and, you know, contract still plays into play, but, you know, I just talking to Matt each and every day, his mindset hasn't changed. He wants to be healthy. He wants to be out there playing. He's not, I don't think I've ever once seen frustration on his face. You know, especially of it being a contract year or anything like that. No, he's put that past him and he's trying to go out there and help this team win ball games. So, you know, I don't think it's any frustration. Like I said, it's still early season. It's week 7. Still a lot of ball to be played. Even though it is flying by. So, you know, whenever he's able to get healthy and come back and help this team, you know, we'll be ready for him.
You know, you mentioned it, the season flying by, and it feels kind of like it's flown by since 2017, like how long you guys have been here. What's the emotional part of, I know you probably try to block this out during the season, but the fact that, you know, guys are getting, Trey gets a new contract, Jordan gets a new contract, but like there's also the reality that you can't keep everybody and you've got this core together. And I don't know, just the urgency to kind of make the most of it while it's there and enjoy the moment.
Yeah. I mean, I think that's just something you try to talk to the young guys about. You know, I feel like I've been in this thing long enough to understand that, you know, you can have really good players on a team, you know, you can draft, develop. But once they're developed, you know, guys are going to get paid. When guys are playing well, and especially when you have success on the defense, like we've had the last couple of years, you know, guys are going to continue to get paid. You can't keep everybody. It's the nature of the business. But at the same time, you know, as long as you're out there playing for, you know, playing for your teammates, playing well, if one organization doesn't want you, another team will. So, you know, it's kind of one of those situations that go out there and you're just giving your all, putting that contract stuff behind you and trying to play your best football for this team.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.